This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In a stunning development, a federal grand jury in Florida indicted former President Donald Trump Thursday over his retention of sensitive government documents after he left the White House. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on some early reaction to the former president's indictment and his handling of the classified.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is condemning the indictment of Donald Trump. Trump is DeSantis's chief rival for the Republican presidential nomination. In a tweet, DeSantis says, "The weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society, and he promises to end what he calls political bias and to bring accountability to the Department of Justice if he's elected." Other high-ranking Republicans, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, have used similar language in their responses to the indictment, which they're portraying as political persecution. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Russian shelling wounded at least 9 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. We get more on that story from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia said local authorities reported at least 9 people, including police, medical, and rescue personnel, were wounded Thursday during Russian shelling that came during an evacuation operation. He expressed his profound concern about the reported attack.
"We strongly condemn shellings of evacuation areas and call on the Russian Federation to cease such attacks and allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population."
The ambassador also called on Russia to allow United Nations and International Red Cross workers into the Russian-controlled left bank of the Dnipro River to help affected local residents. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Following talks Thursday at the White House, President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held joint news conference where, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of the agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited the British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
"The UK and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them."
Sunak said it was important for allies to maintain the united front to send a message to Russia. Poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires is affecting people as far away as the U.S. state of North Carolina. Get more on that story from the AP's Shelley Adler.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
"It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
"We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur."
I'm Shelley Adler.
The leading suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now here in the U.S., arriving from Peru to face charges that he tried to extort money from the missing teen's mother. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Yaron van der Sloot was flown to a jail in Birmingham, Alabama, scheduled to be arraigned in the morning for allegedly asking the mother of Natalie Holloway for $250,000 for her to learn where her daughter's body was left after she disappeared on a class trip to Aruba. Holloway's mother says she's overcome with mixed emotions. Van der Sloot is facing charges of extortion and wire fraud. This flight to the U.S. comes about a month after an extradition agreement was reached with Peru. He's jailed there after confessing to killing a Peruvian woman in 2010, 5 years to the day after Holloway's disappearance. She's presumed dead, but her remains were never found. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the U.S. government says it is suspending food aid to Ethiopia after finding that food supplies are being diverted from people in need. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.